Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to this late summer Wednesday morning. It is the 14th day of September 2016, 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time here on the Magic Happens. Magic Happens. It's the Perspective Hour Radio Network. We're talking about magic today. It's not magic. It's an attitude of gratitude. Joining me here as part of Team Gratitude is the award-winning artist David Martinko. And, of course, we know you'll find his music. There's some magic there, I'll tell you what, at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Check him out. And it is magical music. It's Native American fusion music. Fabulous stuff. Lots of great free downloads there, by the way, as well as super-duper CDs to purchase. Alrighty then, it's not magic. It's an attitude of gratitude. That's right. The Perspective Power Network was designed to help share things that we have control over, right? And our perspective is something we have control over, and a lot of people say we don't. A lot of people say, No. There's all this stuff going on out there that just sort of changes everything for us. Now, that's what magic does. So I wanted to draw that correlation. Have you ever seen a magic show? Raise your hand. My hands are up. Love magic shows. I think they're a riot. I really do. I've seen Penn & Teller live in Vegas. Fantastic. I got to see the great Siegfried and Roy out in Vegas. Fantastic. And then I've seen a variety of street magicians as well as other, as I don't want to call them mid-level, but I mean in regards to their fame level, mid-level musicians too. But the idea is everybody thinks that there must be some magic formula or there must be some magic hoodoo that we do that gives us this attitude of gratitude because there's so much out there that works against it. That's how they see it. So there's got to be some hocus-pocus about it. But it's not. It's not magic. It's an attitude of gratitude. What I mean by that is that a lot of people notice the ones that walk around with a smile on their face, the countenance of peace. It just exudes from them. And then they look at all the other people around them and they say, well, that person's got must be magic because ain't nobody else looking like that. Nobody else is behaving that way. They must have some magic formula, some secret to why they look like they enjoy their life, why they look like everything is coming together for them. And it isn't that at all. I mean, it really isn't that at all. What it is it's the attitude of gratitude. I bet your bottom dollar on it. Seriously. If you were to wake up in the morning, okay, I got to tell you right now, I woke up before the sun, right, 5 o'clock hour, which is unusual for me because that's more of a time that I'm meditating as opposed to thinking of jumping out of bed. It's more of a time when I'm reflecting on and pulling together the energy of my day. But I was wide awake. I was like, okay, time to get up. And I got to watch the day appear. Now, the color of the sky right at the moment is just a lighter shade of what it was like when I first woke up. And it's been well over 3 hours. Thing is that I could look out there and go, oh, my gosh, it's windy and it's raining and it's only going to be 70 degrees. You know, it's still summer. What's the deal? Or I can do a presto change-o and I can own the magic of the moment by having the gratitude that my eyes were open and I could see that day. I could watch that pre-dawn sky, change from pre-dawn to morning. I can watch the trees move in the breeze. I can see the clouds as they fill up and release. In other words, I can watch this moment in progress, and I can be grateful for it. I am grateful for it. And therefore, my mood right now as opposed to thinking, oh my gosh, you know, it's going to be one of those kind of days. My mood is really cool. My mood is great. The vibration that I'm feeling, that I'm owning, that's rocking every cell in my body is one of total appreciation. So my perspective is gratitude. My perspective is by allowing the day to be what it is and allowing myself to enjoy the day and allowing myself to, you know, have this little conversation. Amanda says, hey, you know, you're not going to hit all these pockets of sunshine today, which is pretty much true. No, it's not going to happen where I am. I will have the sunshine within me. I will have the sunshine inside of me that allows me to still experience those good feelings that I would have when I'm enjoying a beautiful sunny day, even if the daytime outside my window doesn't show that. It's not magic. It's just an attitude of gratitude. It's the ability to take my attitude and give myself the type of day that I wish Mother Nature would have given me. If I wish Mother Nature would have given me sunshine, I can create my own sunshine through my attitude of gratitude. Abracadabra. Reach inside my hat and pull it right out. Okay, so it kind of makes, I'm making it sound like it is magic. But the idea is it's only the thought that I'm giving it that it's magic. It really isn't magic, but it does something magical for you. I know I'm taking you all over the place. You're like, Annette, slow down. I haven't even had coffee yet this morning. And I'm thinking, hey, I've had halfway done with mine. So let's get into this. I'm taking you on a magical journey because I really do believe that when you put into practical application the thought process that you are the one that holds the cards, you are the one that tips your hat, you are the one that allows yourself, cut it in half, saw this day in half, and say, you know what, this is the part that I can't do anything about. However, this is the part of me that says, I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to allow this. I'm going to give myself permission to feel grateful that I can even make that choice, even if that's what you have to bring it down to. Even if you're giving yourself permission to allow the day to be the way it is, and that is huge for you, you can be grateful for that. There's a lot of people out there that let circumstances dictate their energy. There's a lot of people that allow what happens to other people to dictate how they're going to live their life. There's a lot of people out there that hear the minute somebody's sick, they're, oh my gosh, well, I can't be happy that person's sick. How can I celebrate the things in my life when I know that person's sick? So then they get right into that same energy. And then the person who's sick, who kind of might need some cheering up, or this isn't meant to guilt trip you, but just the way it is. If somebody's sick, they need to reach for a higher vibration to get themselves well. But if everybody around them is in that same, oh my gosh, you're sick, and they're only focusing on the sickness, it's kind of hard for that higher vibration to get in. So it's the same with the weather. We're looking at the weather and we're thinking, oh my gosh, this is kind of creepy crappy. Well, if you're around a bunch of people that are sitting there thinking this is kind of creepy crappy, then where does the opportunity to feel good come in? And why is it because the weather's funky that you can't feel good? Who is it that says that that's got to dictate this? Is that the magic potion, that it, the control that it has over us? If we give it, it is, yeah. But we don't have to. And it's not magic. If I go walking through the store today, and I just might, I have some photographs that are ready to be picked up at the processing center. So I may be heading out. Depends on the rain. If it doesn't rain, I'll head out. If it rains, I don't like to be caught in the rain. That's kind of nasty. I melt. I'm like sugar, honey. But anyway, if I'm going to walk around with old droopy face on, I'm doing that to me. I'm not doing that to other people. But I'm participating in a vibration that gets stronger. Whatever vibration I'm feeling will attract to the vibration that's out there that matches it, and that will get stronger. So if I want the sunny, happy-go-lucky, you know, tip-tappy-toe on the sidewalk kind of feeling to come out, and I exude that and I send that out there because I'm owning my attitude of gratitude, then what's really kind of cool is I will connect with all of that energy wherever I go. And it might not be the first 18 people I see, but it might be the 19th person. It might not even be a person. It might be something I see when I walk past the greeting card counter at the store. Or it might be something that I see when I step outside and I see a flower that's just sitting there in all its glory. Regardless of, I can tell you right now, when I looked out my front window this morning and I saw the tree right in the center of the front yard, the green leaves, but then there's also the gold and the crimson and the yellow that's starting to come in. So autumn's on its way. You can tell the trees are starting to turn. That joy, that energy joy that that tree is experiencing, that's the joy I want to connect with. So it doesn't matter what else is going on around me. I am owning my attitude of gratitude because I'm letting myself, I'm allowing myself to feel it. It's not magic. It's the allowing. It's not magic. Anybody can do it. You don't need to be a magician or a musician like I stumbled earlier. You don't need to be a magician to do it. All you need to do is give yourself permission to shift your perspective and own the attitude that you want to see come back to you, kind of like a boomerang. You toss it out, it comes back. Do you want icky, ooey, yucky, creepy, crappy to come back? Most of us don't. Seriously, most of us don't. We look outside and go, ooh, I don't want to see that. So we close our drapes, turn on the inside lights. Well, guess what? That's a sure sign that you are pushing against something you don't want, and it just seems to be darker and darker and darker in your house. Heck, all my drapes are wide open. I'm letting whatever lights out there come in. You know why? Because it doesn't stop me from having a great day. The magic is I'm in charge of my attitude. I'm in charge of my gratitude. My perspective is doing that. That's why the network is titled Perspective Power. I'm going to say that again. That's why this network is titled Perspective Power. Power is not a bad thing. We have the power to choose our attitudes. And you can choose to be bummed out if you want. I'm not saying that's a wrong thing. What I'm saying is if it isn't the feeling you want to have, you're going to have the power to do it. And maybe that is a little magical, right? Maybe that's the magic about it, is that you can do it. But the attitude of gratitude is where you employ that. That's the trick that you perform for yourself and every other vibrational energy out there, and everything is vibrational energy. So that's the way it comes about. That's the difference. So today, on the 14th day of September 2016, here in the Detroit, Michigan area, we got rain. We got gray skies. Got a little wind. The trees are shaking it off. I'm sure the squirrels and the birds and the other critters are running for cover. But the really wonderful thing is there is magic in the air, because the perspective that we hold is one of gratitude. Gratitude that you can experience it. Gratitude that the ground is getting the soaking that it needs so that all those wonderful bulbs that people planted over the last few days, and we had great, beautiful, sunny weather, and they planted all their spring bulbs already. I know, because I've seen people do it. They're grateful that that rain is falling, because that's going to nurture and nourish that bulb, and those bulbs, I should say, so that when the spring comes, their beautiful flowers are there. So if you can find any reason to be grateful for the rain on a day like today, that's where the magic is. That's what's going on. The appreciation, the allowing, the owning of your own perspective, that's where it's at. It's not magic. It's an attitude of gratitude. And the attitude of gratitude creates the magic in your life. Isn't that cool? I think that's pretty cool. I think knowing that is pretty darn special. You know why? Because if you didn't know it before, you know it now. And if you weren't sure about it before, you've got to be thinking about it now. The only way to be sure about it is to try it. Put it out there and see what you get. Let your attitude of gratitude create some real magic in your life today. And then come back and let us know. Find us here at blogtalkradio.com/perspective power. Share with us. Let us know what's going on. Show us how you've been rocking your life for the better. Connect with me, AnnetteRochelleAben.wordpress.com. I would love to have you hang along with me. And, of course, you can find my partner in crime here, Team Gratitude's award-winning artist, David Martinka, at RedBellyMusic.com and SunShadows.net. And we are live every Wednesday at this time here on Perspective Power Radio Network.